The third glorious mystery, the descent of the Holy Spirit. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
It is some days later, after Matthias, the former shepherd who adored Jesus at his birth, has been elected to replace Judas as the 12th apostle. No voices or noises can be heard in the house of the supper room. None of the disciples are present, at least I cannot hear anything to say that people are gathered in the other rooms of the house. There is only the presence and the voices of the 12 and of the Most Holy Virgin gathered in the room of the supper. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
The room looks wider because the furniture is placed differently, and it leaves free all the centre of the room and two of the walls. The large table used for the supper has been pushed against the third wall, and at the two narrower sides of the table they have placed the couch seats and the stool that Jesus used for the washing of feet. But the couch seats are not at right angles to the table as they were for the supper. They are parallel to it, so that the apostles can sit down without occupying all of them. And they have left one, the only one at right angles to the table, all for the Blessed Virgin. She is at the centre of the table, in the place that Jesus occupied at the supper. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Only the chandelier in the centre is lit, but with just one flame. The windows are closed with heavy metal bars placed across them. But a sunbeam penetrates boldly through a tiny hole, and like a long, thin needle, it descends on the floor, forming a round spot of sunshine. The Blessed Virgin, sitting alone on her seat, has Peter and John at her sides on their seats. In front of her, Our Lady has a large, low chest of dark wood, which is closed. Mary is dressed in deep blue. Her hair is covered with a white veil, over which is placed the edge of her mantle. All the others are bareheaded. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Mary is reading slowly in a loud voice, but as the light is very faint, I think that rather than read, she is repeating by heart the words written on the scroll that she is holding spread out. The others follow her in silence, meditating. Now and again they reply when it is appropriate. Mary's face is transfigured by an ecstatic smile. I wonder what she sees that is capable of inflaming her eyes like two clear stars and making her ivory cheeks blush as if a rosy flame reflected on her. She is really the mystic rose. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
The reading is over. Mary's voice stops. The rustling of the parchments, rolled and unrolled, comes to an end. Mary concentrates in secret prayer, joining her hands on her breast and leaning her head on the wooden chest. The apostles imitate her. A very loud and harmonious roar that resembles the wind and the harp, as well as human singing and the sound of a perfect organ, suddenly resounds in the silence of the morning. It comes near, more and more harmonious and loud. And with its vibrations, it fills the earth, propagates them, and impresses them on the house, on the walls, and on the furniture. The flame of the chandelier, so far very still in the peace of the closed room, flickers as if a wind were blowing. And the little chains of the chandelier tinkle, vibrating under the waves of supernatural sound that strikes them. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
The apostles raise their heads, frightened, and as that most beautiful rumble, in which are all the loveliest notes that God gave the heavens and the earth, as it approaches them more and more, some stand up, ready to run away. Some crouch on the floor, covering their heads with their hands and mantles, or beating their breasts, asking God to forgive them. And some press against Mary, too frightened to keep the reserve they always have for the most pure mother. Only John is not frightened, because he sees the bright peace of joy that is accentuated on the face of Mary. She raises her head, smiling at a thing known to her alone, and then slides down on her knees, opening her arms. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And then the light, the fire, the Holy Spirit enters, with a last melodious loud noise, in the form of a very shining, burning globe, into the closed room, without any door or window being moved. And it remains, hovering for a minute, about three palms above Mary's head, which is now uncovered. Because Mary, upon seeing the fire paraclete, has raised her arms to invoke him, and has thrown back her head with a cry of joy and a smile of boundless love. And after that moment, in which all the fire of the Holy Spirit and all the love is collected in his spouse, the most holy globe splits into 13 very bright flames, of so bright a light that no earthly comparison can describe, and it descends to kiss the forehead of each apostle. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
But the flame that kisses Mary on her forehead is not a tongue of a straight flame, but it is a crown that embraces and encircles the virginal head like a wreath, crowning as queen the daughter, the mother, the spouse of God, the incorruptible virgin, the totally beautiful, the eternally loved, the eternally maiden, whom nothing can humiliate, whom sorrow had aged, but who has revived in the joy of the resurrection. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
The Holy Spirit makes his flames shine round the head of his beloved. Which words does he speak to her? Mystery. Her blessed face is transfigured with supernatural joy and smiles with the smiles of seraphim, while blissful tears shine like diamonds on the cheeks of the Blessed Virgin, struck as they are by the light of the Holy Spirit. The fire remains for some time, then it vanishes. In memory of its descent, there remains a fragrance that no earthly flower can exhale, the perfume of paradise. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
While the apostles collect themselves, Mary remains in her ecstasy. John, pointing at her, says, "She is the altar, and the glory of the Lord has rested on her glory." Yes, let us not upset her joy, but let us go and preach the Lord, says Peter, with supernatural impulsiveness, and let his works and his words be known to all people. Let us go, says James of Alphaeus. The Spirit of God is burning in me. And it is urging us to act, says another, all of us. Let us go and evangelize the people. They go out as if they were pushed or attracted by a wind or by a vigorous force. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and bring all souls to heaven, especially those who most need of thy mercy.